Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite Sports Byline with Len Dawson and Sam Huff. How are you, Sam?
Well, I'm fine. You know, I picked the Patriots to win last week, and our two quarterbacks picked somebody else, so it looked like I came out ahead in that regard.
You're brilliant.
Yeah. I just go with the good quarterbacks, the great quarterbacks. You know that.
Well, guess what? One of the things we talked about last week with Marv Levy, Len, and Sam was about taking the power away from the coaches, giving a little bit more back to some of the outstanding quarterbacks out there. And Ben Roethlisberger, when they switched to the no huddle, threw for 220 yards in the fourth quarter after throwing for barely 50 in the previous three quarters. Here's Marv Levy about the no huddle.
I have found, when you mentioned you spoke with Jim Kelly, we ran a so-called no-huddle offense, very few plays. He had command of them. Our linemen had command of their blocking assignments. We got repetition on those plays. People might say, yeah, but you don't create enough problems for the opponents. I think you do, more than you realize.
Well, that's Marv Levy. Let's first start with you, Sam, at that game yesterday. When you've got a young quarterback, maybe you can accelerate his sense of confidence by going to a no-huddle. What happened yesterday in the game?
Well, you know, he hadn't played in a year and a half, and so I think he did okay for the time he was in there. He threw for two touchdown passes, Campbell did, and he was 19 for 34, 196 yards, two touchdowns, and no interceptions, and so I think he did good. I mean, he had to be, you know, a little bit rusty, because Joe did not put him into the game until this time, and I think, you know, it was time for quarterback changes. But they drafted him number one last year and just did not play him. And they're doing the same thing with the linebacker that they drafted from Miami this year. He hasn't been in the game except to run down on the kickoffs. I do not understand coaching anymore. I really don't. I'll be the first to admit it. And coaches are the ones that's making decisions in rule changes, and they're the ones that said that put in the rule that basically the quarterbacks can't call their own plays anymore. You know, they're just out there and just doing what the coach tells them to do every time the guy calls it. So that's the thing that I complain about. You know, I feel sorry for quarterbacks because they got to play against guys like Butkus, Nitschke, me, Bednarik, and they're going to get hit a lot.
Well, Len, let's talk about that. How important and helpful was it for you early in your career, before you became a regular starting quarterback, to get in there where your team's down in the fourth quarter, you got to throw the pass, you know, the last two, three, 4 minutes? Did that really give you the kind of experience that you could help with your confidence, your focus, your understanding of the game?
You're talking about me and my early days?
Hell, those early days.
I never got into any games, but you have to perform at that level, at that speed, to really understand how tough the game is, and you have to get it. I often wondered about that because I sat on the bench for 5 years. You know, why is it the quarterbacks can't play a few plays? You know, for one thing, as a player, if you know that you're going into the game and you don't know when, you're going to be better prepared than if every week after week after week you're sitting on the bench and you're not getting any game time, and only if the other starting quarterback gets hurt. And I go back to what Herm Edwards did when Pittsburgh was blowing out Kansas City. They have a young quarterback, Brody Croyle, out of Alabama. They said they wanted to get him some experience, to have him know what the speed of the game is in professional football compared to college football. And he made the ultimate mistake, which didn't matter because they were going to lose the game anyway. He tried to force a ball out in the flat when the linebacker had the angle and intercepted the thing, ran in for a touchdown. But at least he discovered in that short time he was out there, you know, how much he needs to learn to be able to compete at the professional level compared to the collegiate level. But Herm Edwards is doing a heck of a job of playing young people, with the exception of the quarterback, because yesterday the game was decided. The play was an interception in the end zone on first down, when quarterback Brooks was trying to get it to Randy Moss, and Page, Jared Page, a rookie strong safety, read the quarterback because he telegraphed where he was going, jumped in front of him and intercepted the ball, and that ended the ball game and gave Kansas City a victory. Oakland very easily could have beaten the Chiefs yesterday because, number one, it's first and goal from the 8, and if a guy isn't open, throw it away. You got 3 other downs to try to do it, but that was a big mistake by the quarterback. But, you know, you only learn by getting out there and playing.
And you can also learn a little faster if you're not trying to memorize a 700-page playbook. Here's Marv Levy talking about a certain Sam Huff's comment about that.
Sam Huff said that, Nick? Is that what that? I know Sam well from my days at the Washington Redskins, and he once again said something which I think is very astute. I agree. Simplify, simplify, and you will do better. I think coaches are carried away with, look at how big my playbook is. Teach what players can learn, very important.
Well, there you go. So, Sam, you're looking good today, my friend.
Yeah, that's good. Again, he said. He didn't say for the first time that Sam was right. He said again.
He's right again, and he apparently remembers it. But the other thing that helped Tampa Bay yesterday was they were able to run the ball. Cadillac Williams, who was very slow getting going early this season, looked like he was the Cadillac Williams that was the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year last year.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, don't get too complimentary there. They do look at films, and all you had to do was look at films of the Redskin defense. They have not stopped a run coming back to the weak side this whole year. So the Giants ran Tiki Barber, and that's what I call the play now. Tiki Barber left, because that's all you have to do. And Tiki Barber in the last 2 years has just run the Redskin defense basically out of the ballpark, just running back to his left. And so other teams exchange these films now, and everybody looks at it and said, well, hey, until they stop it, we're going to continue to run it. And that's basically what Tampa did last night against the Redskins, is run the football. And Cadillac Williams picked up 122 yards on 27 carries. He averaged 4.5 yards a carry. And he was running basically to his left. And so then Allstadt came in, a big fullback, you know, 250-pound fullback, and he averaged 4.7 yards a carry. And Michael Pittman averaged 8.5 yards a carry. So the Redskins did not stop the run on defense, and that's really what that's what cost them the football game.
But Sam Huff, it doesn't make sense. If you were a so-called prognosticator in the offseason, one of the least likely bets was that Greg Williams, one of the better defensive coordinators in the league, would preside over a defense that has gone downhill so quickly. What were they, second-ranked in the NFL last year?
Yes, they were number two, and they're just about number 31 or 32 in out of 32 teams this year in defense. The defense has just come apart, and Greg Williams, he uses pressure, blitzing, linebackers, safeties, halfbacks, whatever. It's all pressure, and when you do that, you have to cover man-to-man. And the corners and the secondary has just not been the same as it was last year. Carlos Rogers plays against Philadelphia. He was playing 12, 15 yards deep and giving up the short pass inside. And then you got to tackle these fast guys once they catch that ball. So the secondary is the most difficult, I think, next to playing quarterback to teach in the NFL. And you get beat, and these guys are afraid of getting beat deep, so they give up that short pattern all the time. And that's what keeps ball control for the other team.
Len Dawson, you're the quarterback. You're able to call your own plays. You know that the defense you're playing against cannot seem to stop you if you run to your left. How much freedom did you have to be able to call run after run after run right against the heart, or should I say, the weakness of that defense?
Total authority to do that. You know, in fact, if I didn't do it, my coach would be getting on my butt. You know, if something is working, make them stop it. You know, don't stop it yourself. And I see this all of the time in the National Football League. And you'll see a play that works maybe in the first quarter and from a certain formation, and you may not see it until the fourth quarter. And I'm wondering, why? My goodness, they couldn't stop that thing. Why did they continue to run it? But I think Marv was right about the playbook, that, they take pride in the fact that, you know, we got this playbook is so difficult, you know, because to learn. Well, simplify it. Make it easy for the players to grasp it, because it doesn't make any difference. You have a lot of plays in there. If none of them work, find a couple that work and just stick with those things, depending on the ability of the players that you have. Now, are you telling me that the Washington Redskins quarterback had some authority to call his own plays in this game yesterday?
Absolutely not.
I don't think he did at all. I think, you know, he stuck, he hadn't played, Campbell hadn't played since he's been drafted in a regular season game. And he just was out there, and he did everything that they told him to do. At the beginning, Lenny, he threw a deep pass to wide receiver Lloyd, you know, about a 40-yard pass, and it was right on the money, and Lloyd went up, and the ball hit him right in the hands, and he dropped it, you know, with the first play of the game that Campbell threw the ball and threw it deep. He never came back with it. Because, you know, hey, how many times can you go deep in this league? You know, everybody plays zone and everybody blitzes, and then they play man-to-man, so they mix up the defenses a lot on you now.
Well, that's why you got to guess right sometimes, and sometimes you do. And if you get the situation you're looking for, you have to take advantage of it. I guess he hit him in the wrong spot then, Sam, huh? Right in the hands.
Yeah, and he dropped it, you know, on the first play of the game. And that, I think, you know, that was one of the key plays in the game. So, but, you know, you had two bad teams playing. Let's face it, Tampa Bay had only won two games, and the Redskins had only won three games. And so, you know, it's not the two best teams in pro football this year for some reason. You know, it looked like in March that the Redskins might have a direct shot at the playoffs and maybe going to the Super Bowl. But not now. They just haven't played up to the way they did last year, and it looked like they were going to improve, but they haven't improved. They've just come apart on defense.
You know, chemistry is so important.
Go ahead.
Chemistry is so important, Sam. You played on those Giant teams and Redskin teams that had a great deal of chemistry. Is that the same case with Washington? Do they have it? I guess they don't.
No, that's the one thing they don't have, and they've had so many coaches, and last year they had the chemistry, but Lenny, in March they brought in these free agents, four of them, and I think the owner spent about like $125 million on four free agents, and they just haven't, you know, Randall L. has run back one punt, and then he got penalized in the end zone for hot-dogging it, and so that's what he has done. They haven't used him too much, but he's a heck of a football player. And then they brought in Archuleta, and they benched him two games ago because he wasn't covering people. And then a defensive end from San Francisco, and he hasn't lived up to his expectations. So they just haven't fit in. I don't know whether they will in the future or not, because Archuleta's already benched. And you know, it just hasn't worked for him for one reason or another.
Guys, let's go on our last segment coming up and look at the impact of this Indianapolis loss. Some, to me, believe that maybe Indianapolis losing at this point is not such a bad thing, because it's more about, as Tony Dungy said a couple months ago on this show, it's more about them playing as a team in the last few weeks of the season going into the playoffs. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline Network and Sirius Channel 122. We'll be right back with Len Dawson and Sam Huff in just a minute.